Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 22, praying as families for the homeless and destitute. The number of individuals and families living in homelessness has been steadily increasing, with the United Nations reporting an estimated 100 million homeless people globally in 2005. Habitat later indicated that around 1.6 billion people lacked adequate housing. In 2021, the World Economic Forum reported 150 million homeless individuals worldwide, including in nations like the United States, particularly in cities such as New York. These individuals often find themselves begging on the streets and facing destitution with no place to call home. It's crucial to recognize that the Lord cares deeply for those without shelter, suffering in inadequate conditions and lacking clothing. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 7 calls upon God's people to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, and when you see the naked, to clothe them. God's heart is moved for those made in His image experiencing such lack, and He desires His people to actively engage in uplifting and aiding them. Neglecting the destitute and homeless hinders our prayers. If each Christian takes the initiative to care for one homeless individual and address their needs, the overall population of homelessness could significantly decrease. Often, these actions are not seen as part of our spiritual responsibilities, but James chapter 2 and verses 15 to 17 strongly admonishes us, stating that faith without corresponding actions is useless and dead. Jesus' ministry consistently focused on those marginalized and neglected by society. Many end up in a state of destitution, wandering the streets and begging due to rejection from their homes. While some may find themselves in such circumstances due to their choices, the Lord does not pass judgment but calls His people to care for them. Regardless of their circumstances, the Lord encourages us to share His love and grace with those in need. Let us dedicate time in our prayers, specifically praying for ministries involved in providing shelter and clothing to those in need. May every Christian demonstrate Christ's love through these acts of kindness, recognizing that on the day of judgment, we will give an account for how we fed the hungry, invited strangers into our homes, and clothed the naked, as stated in Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 to 40. May none of us overlook this essential ministry, and may God raise up many to address these needs for the advancement of His kingdom of love and peace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we express gratitude for the abundance we have found in You. Yet, Your heart is moved by those lacking the basic necessities of home, shelter, and clothing. Grant us Your caring heart and eyes so that in this busy world, we may notice those in need and be generous in providing for them. May Your love and grace empower us to serve You by serving those in need. Lord, extend Your protection and provision to the millions seeking a safe place to dwell. Though we may not be able to help everyone, make us as a family instruments to bless at least one person in need for these basic necessities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank You for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to familyprayer@uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer@uimfrti.org. God bless you.